It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Tomorrow is Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. A granite plaque will be dedicated at the State House to honor Iowa war casualties from secondary causes, like post-traumatic stress disorder, suicide, and Agent Orange. That's a controversial chemical that some people feel may now be sickening Iowans who are the children and grandchildren of Vietnam vets. They're calling for more studies on the chemical's effects. We get the story from Iowa Public Radio's Rick Fredrickson.
Eastern Iowa radio listeners would never know that announcer Terry Lynn Jorgensen sits behind her microphone in a wheelchair.
Everything that touches you, the association is wrapping up Terry Lynn's day on Cruise and KC.
Jorgensen plays oldies music that her father would have listened to during his tour of duty in Vietnam. Today, at 51, she still suffers from spina bifida and other crippling ailments and came to Des Moines for a fact-finding conference sponsored by Vietnam Veterans of America. Jorgensen joined more than 50 veterans and relatives who shared terrifying stories about two words associated with danger, Agent Orange.
This isn't easy. As a matter of fact, this really pretty much sucks. But I'm a fighter.
Jorgensen suspects her ailments are linked to her father's service in Vietnam, where veterans were exposed to defoliants like Agent Orange, contaminated with the toxic compound dioxin.
I was given this voice, I think, by God, to speak out for those that can't. And I need help. It's the first time I've ever asked for help, because I've always done it on my own. And felt that I could do it on my own. And I can't do it anymore. Thank you.
A parade of sick and frightened Iowans held back nothing as they testified about intimate health problems, cancers, heart disease, breathing, nerve, and learning disorders. The fear is that it's in the gene pool being passed on to generations beyond Vietnam soldiers like Frank Martin from Carroll.
We got all of our drinking water for them 2 years out of the river, and I drank Agent Orange for 2 years over there. I bathed in it. My clothes were washed in it. I mean, I was exposed every day to it.
Former Marine Dan Gannon is with the Iowa Veterans Office.
Anytime you talk to a Vietnam veteran that was exposed, they'll usually tell you a story about one of their kids, one of their grandkids, or one of the great-grandkids that have health issues.
An unidentified man, exhausted by life-threatening illnesses and endless red tape trying to get VA health care, gave up and walked out.
So basically, the hell with it. I'm going to die with it. If that's the way you guys take care of your GIs, forget it.
While the panel was not part of the Veterans Administration, a representative was observing from the audience. James Samsel is with the VA's Disability Compensation Section.
Well, it's a lot of sad stories. I feel kind of bad about it. I'm a Vietnam veteran, but I know that a lot of these diseases occur in the general population also.
Veterans advocates concede that links are hard to prove. There is widespread support for legislation to expand research. Moki Porter speaks for the VVA.
This is all anecdotal. We have no scientific proof, and that's what we need. We need this to be studied. And we're not just talking about Vietnam veterans. We're talking about veterans of the modern wars.
I lost my one daughter that was 44 years old.
More than 100,000 Iowa vets are presumed to have been exposed to Agent Orange. Their descendants are the new faces of the Vietnam War and are among the hidden casualties to be welcomed at the state capitol tomorrow morning. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.